This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a brand new guest with a brand new product. I'm excited to have him back on the show. We're talking about Keith Holloway. He is the CEO and director of Ecom Products Group, while they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EPGC. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of, you know, who you guys are and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so basically, our company was originally founded in 2010. We did a Virgin S-1 filing in 2013, going public. And in January of this year, we closed several acquisitions to rebrand who we are and what we do. I mean, in the simplest form, we have services and solutions and platforms for brands and products to reach internationally, to go into high-growth markets and expand their footprint.
Absolutely. You know, how long have you guys been around, that being EPG?
Funny, because with the acquisitions just closing in January, you would think we're a fairly new company, but the companies that we put into the new EPGC they're seasoned companies that have been around for quite a while. For instance, one of the companies is, been around over a decade in China. That's a fulfillment company that we put into our company. So while we are new at the current iteration, it is seasoned companies that are operating inside of EPG.
So you guys do marketing, sales, e-commerce, logistics, and so you do that in Hong Kong, New York, China. I want to talk about the partner that you guys have, FCP Investments. What are they going to do for you over in Asia?
You know, FCP is really who we met with and we put this deal together with. They have the relationships for all these companies that we put together, and they have, you know, they're obviously being investment banking. They have 20 plus years experience working in Asia, and their team, very experienced. They know how to operate in the market. Look, it's totally different than U.S., you know, and it's kind of the holy grail for brands and products because of the scale of it. But, you know, if you're looking at China and the 1.4 billion people and you think you market there like you do here in the States, you are sadly mistaken. It is a very different market. You need experts, and that's what we have assembled.
So where do you guys operate from?
Well, you know, currently we have offices in Shanghai, Hong Kong, London, New York, and our home office is down here in St. Petersburg. Our model is very simple. We offer services and solutions platforms, as I said earlier, to assist brands and products to expand internationally into high-growth markets. Our U.S.-based teams allow companies here to have sales distribution in the U.S., U.K., and China, while our U.K. team does the same for companies in Europe. So, you know, basically our team in China is on the ground and provides sales, marketing, back-end support, fulfillment, and customer service for our clients. So that's a quick overview of where we operate currently.
I was reading, doing the research, like I said, and China Retail Group, CRG, how do they play a part in this?
So China Retail Group is one of the parts that helps, with all the different things that we have going on in China. For instance, the retail group is, they're the ones who help us with the marketing and the expansion and the back end, if you will. You know, we have a full logistics, customer service, payment platform, everything you need from start to finish with expansion. So all of our different entities that are part of the group, they play little bits and pieces in each part of that complete fulfillment and sales and marketing experience. So they're a core part of that group.
If I was listening to this interview and I was thinking about being an investor in your company, what makes EPG so different from other companies attempting to do the same thing that you guys are doing?
You know, that's a really good question. There obviously are other companies that provide for brands and products, but there's a few key differences that really, really set us apart from the competition. And you know, I want to point out a few key things. One, we own our infrastructure through and through. I'll give you an example. In China, we don't depend on any other business relationship to make the Chinese operations work. We own a full import-export license in China, which is almost impossible to get. Through our bonded and non-bonded warehouses, we've already done fulfillment for 38 of the Fortune 500 into China. We can collect in renminbi and pay out in any currency that they want through our Forex license. And like I said earlier, selling in China is different. Most of it's done on handheld devices through social media. WeChat's a good example with 800 million plus users. We actually have access through our current business operations over there to tens of millions of WeChat users and buyers. And, you know, like I said earlier, the last point, we truly have the start to finish that anyone would need to enter into China, from sales and marketing to, fulfillment, customer service, you name it. We've got it over there, and we own it. We're not dependent on another company.
You want to give out a website if I wanted to learn more about this company?
Absolutely. Our website is www.shopepg.com.
My guest today is Keith Holloway. He is the CEO and director of Ecom Products Group. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EPGC. Keith, let me change gears here for a second. There's been a lot of talk about cryptocurrency. Do you see that being any kind of format for you guys?
You know, it's funny you say that. I've got a dear friend who is heavily involved in the cryptocurrency and go to lunch, he slowly educates me on the cryptocurrency, which I do think there's a future. Currently, that's not a focus of our business, but candidly, on a personal level, I think in 3 to 5 years, that is going to be a big change to the way that we buy. And so, obviously, if that's the case, that's going to be has to be part of our plan, but it's not on our to-do list as we speak today.
Where do you see your company in 3 to 5 years from now?
You know, it's a really exciting time here. We're really focused on building out the operations here in the U.S. and abroad. Our initial response from clients have been overwhelming, and our job is to grow their business, which will in turn make our business grow. I believe in 3 years, we'll be talking about the success that we've had here in the U.S. and U.K., and we'll be refining our expansion into other high-growth strategic markets.
Do you have any more plans for M&A activity? And you should be having a second quarter earnings report coming out shortly. Can you expand on that and give us any kind of updates?
Our second quarter earnings will be coming out, so I'll let them speak for themselves. We'll be disclosing a lot of things on the acquisitions and the melding of operations, things like that. As far as future M&A, look, that's kind of my background. I enjoy M&A. So that's always something that if it presents itself and makes sense that we look at. But, you know, as I said earlier, our core focus helping U.S. and U.K. brands expand in their market as well as internationally. So that's the current to-do list for sure.
Does the balance sheet look strong? I know that you got an infusion from, I believe it was FCP, $1 million. And so, if I'm looking to buy this stock, I just want to know how the balance sheet is and the financials.
Absolutely. I think people will be pleased as we start rolling out our financials. Look, we don't have a burn rate. We're cash flow positive in what we do, and that's always a really good start with companies trying to grow.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think people will be pleased with our financials.
My guest today is Keith Holloway. He is the CEO and director of Ecom Products Group. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EPGC. Keith, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, I would just ask that everyone check out our website that we mentioned earlier, shopepg.com, and keep your eyes on us. It's going to be an exciting time as we grow internationally.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show, give us an update on Ecom Products Group and what you guys are up to and what you're doing. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to coming back on anytime you want us.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.